We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. He played in a lot of big games. He coached in a lot of big games. He's certainly one of John and I's favorites to connect with every once in a while here. First time during the season talking to the great Herm Edwards. Herm, how are you, sir?
I am well. In the National Football League as well. When you think about 10-game season left now, and really when you look at it, there's probably a couple teams you feel real good about, and there's a lot of teams you say, you know what, if they get on a little run here, we're going to have a great finish to this 10-game season that we have left.
Herm, you obviously, you know, you keep it real on the air. You're objective. But I got to think, and tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, that as a former Eagles player, especially a longtime player, that you feel a sense of pride when you see the Eagles playing this kind of brand of football. Is that true?
No doubt. You know, visited with Doug this offseason. We were up in Tahoe together. We played around the golf up there at the America Century. And, you know, felt like he was in a good frame of mind after going through his first season of being a head coach. He kind of knew what his team was about. He had a definition of what he wanted to become as a football team, and I think that's all bearing fruit for him right now. When you think about they're very balanced on offense, which I like. I think you have to be balanced in this league. And they got a big-time front on defense. The guys can knock the quarterback down, stop the run. Those are the things you got to do, you know, if you're going to win games. And we knew about the quarterback. It's just a matter of, hey, you know, let this guy play a little bit more. I've always said it's 3,000 snaps, and you finally figure out who you got. Well, second year, and by the third year, the progression will even be better. But the way they play right now, it's a team that understands who they are. They're complementary offensively. I like the numbers. I like these numbers. When you possess the ball for 34 minutes, that's best in the league. When you're averaging 22 first downs, that's really good. Average is about 18. When you're 50% on third down, that's outstanding. And I like this part maybe the most of all. You play with a lead early. You've outscored your opponent 44-6. You know, when you get points on the board early in a football game, first of all, your offense gets confidence. But your defense says, okay, we can play a little bit more loose and free now. You know, it's amazing what points do. They just, you have a whole different outlook when the game starts when you put points up early.
Coach, you know, the big question mark for a lot of us this season was, is Doug Peterson the guy for this team? Now, you know him. You spent time with him. What impresses you about him most, and how would you characterize him as a coach? I mean, he's certainly not old school.
No.
What do you call him?
I call him a guy that is still looking for answers. He's always searching for knowledge. Hmm. He wants to better himself. He doesn't think he knows everything.
Yeah.
He's not that guy, you know, and I think any coach that has that mentality ends up being a good coach.
Wow.
Because he's always searching to get better. You know, he's a gatherer of information. He doesn't think he knows at all.
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean, you know, and the media always projects coaches different. You know, the media has a lot to do with how people, the perception of a coach you have. You know, some guys are more media savvy than others. And if you're not a media-savvy guy, first of all, you're not going to ever get the benefit of the doubt, especially when you lose.
Right.
If you're winning, it don't matter. Because winning solves everything. You know, winning is the old formula like, hey, we just got to play the basketball game, and I don't have time to take a shower. I'll put some perfume on, and you're smelling pretty good. You know? Until an hour later, then all of a sudden you say, boys, we need to take a shower, right? So, you know, that's what that solves. I mean, so we see that happen up here where, you know, Captain America plays, you know, their head coach, he's not the most media friendly guy, but he gets away with stuff because he wins.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about the other side of the ball.
Sure.
You're a defensive guy. How good a coach is Jim Schwartz?
Oh, he'll tell you how good of a coach he is, and he is a good coach. You know, he doesn't hold anything back. You know, he's one of those old school coaches. He's cut from that old school cloth, and his players, you know, they get energy from him. He's an energy provider. He's the kind of, that's the kind of guy he is. Now you can say, well, you know, okay. You know, when you play defense, look, this, it ain't real complicated. Okay, it's see ball, go get ball. You know, and you hit the guy until the echo of the whistle. Yeah. I said to the echo now, to the echo. We're still echoing, still hitting, but he's moving, hitting. You know, and he gives the players the ability to do that, and most players want to hear that.
Right.
You know, and he gets, you know, he can get going. You know, at times, you know, you think, is this guy trying to be the head coach? He says, you know, he has a different switch when the game starts.
Right.
And you got to know that. And I think, obviously, Coach Peters, you know, he, after a year of being under him and you know, watching him coach, he's going, okay, I got to know how to deal with this guy now. Mm-hmm. It's all about personalities. And he brings a great personality. Look, you live in Philadelphia. I get it. I love the quarterback. And you can score all the points you want. That's great. But at the end, those people that come into that stadium and the ones that came into the vet, they appreciate this. They want to see defense.
Yep.
Yeah,
they want to see you play defense. If you play defense, you have their attention.
Right.
And respect.
Yes, you do.
You have their respect.
There ain't no doubt about that.
Herm, what concerns you the most about the Eagles? What is the greatest threat to the Eagles as we sit here today looking forward to the rest of the year?
The greatest threat is within. How do you handle success? You know, they were on this road last year, and then they stumbled some.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're more equipped to handle it. The back end of their secondary, at times it's going to give up some big plays. You know, this was a team that last year gave up almost over 100 plays of passes of 15 or more. Now they're, you know, they're at 30 right now, which is okay, 17th in the league. But they got an offense that can make up for it. But it's a confident group. How do you continue to deal with, okay, we're the only team with a record of 5-1 right now. People are going to be saying this. I've already said it on television. When you're 5-1, it's a 10-game season. If you do the math, a coach will never tell this to them. I never told it to any of my teams. If you do the math and you win half of your games, you're 10-6. 90% you're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you win 7 out of the last 10, you're probably going to win the division, and you're probably going to have home field advantage all the way through. Now, you can't tell your players that. You can't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
But people like me will say it. And they can't listen because the helmets don't win games. The record don't win games. It's performance. We see it every week. We see the Raider team that the last 8 times they played the Chiefs, they lost 7 of them. We saw the Raider team that lost 4 in a row, said there's no way they're going to beat Kansas City. We saw the New York Giants. They were getting wide receivers going down to the bus stop and saying, hey, man, you want to play wide receivers? And we're going to Denver. No, I don't want to go. Yeah, come on, you can go. We'll give you a plane ride, give you a dinner, just go play. They beat the Denver Broncos.
Right.
So this is what this league's about. You know, how do you deal with success? Do you continue to go in those meetings 10 minutes early? Do you stay on the practice field a little bit longer to do the right things when you're winning? That's what you got to look at.
Mm. Coach, do you think Carson Wentz gets the respect on the national stage that he deserves?
Oh, not yet, because he's a young guy. Now, the more big games you play in, hey, you play on the Monday night game. Play against a pretty good team, a division team. A team, by the way, that the quarterback is, what, 4-2 against the Philadelphia Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So now, all of a sudden, you get on Monday night football, and everybody looking at you. And you have one of those good games. You throw, you know, three touchdowns, whatever. You know, you walk out of the yard and you say, man, this guy's pretty good. His quarterback's pretty good, see?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets that. But I think winning just solves it all.
Mm.
Just understand who you are. And don't get caught up in – I've always told players, look, don't get – it's not who you play, man. It's how you play the day you play.
I like it.
Your performance is on tape now. Okay, it's on tape. You're a couple plays away, hey, from maybe beating Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
Sure.
But you're also a couple plays away for maybe being 500.
Right.
Okay?
Very true.
That's what this league's about.
Yeah, you're
That's
right.
What this league's about, guys.
Chargers game and Giants game. Very close.
There you go. That's what this league's about.
Herm, through 6 weeks, do you think Carson Wentz is the front runner for MVP in the league?
He's going to get talked about, just like Alex Smith was getting talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's going to get votes. I mean, these guys are rolling, and he's doing a great job. I mean, let me tell you something. Let me ask you this now. He ain't going to get it. I know that. But that Deshaun Watson fella?
Yep.
Yeah, he's on 15 touchdowns.
That's incredible.
I don't know
what
how they're going to finish. The question I was asking, you think if they had started, he might have like 18 by now? He didn't even start.
Herm, you think Eagles fans would be aggravated like Browns fans if they had passed in consecutive years on Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson? Could you imagine how this town would react?
Oh, and poor Cleveland.
Anarchy.
You know, but here's the problem with that, though, and I've said this, you know, it's not fair to Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to all of a sudden take this team to a place that they're not ready to go yet because of the surrounding parts. And this is what affects young quarterbacks. You know, you get two young ones that are playing pretty good, and they go, well, look at the our guys. Look at the surrounding cast the guy has.
Right.
Right? That has something to do with it, too, now.
Yeah.
Herm, we love hearing from you. Really, one of our faves. Stay well up there and keep doing your thing. We'll talk to you down the road this season.
Appreciate you guys.
Right, thanks,
there he is, the great Herm Edwards on the Swartz Skeleton guest line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.